In studio with Dr. Charlie, Dr. Denise, and Dr. Pat. Your morning team. WSGW, it's 722. Actually, listeners, you can be doctors too, as far as your in-home tests are concerned. Did you hear this over the weekend? It was announced. I was intrigued by this. That the FDA has authorized the first over-the-counter tests at home for you that can detect and differentiate between COVID and flu, both types A and B. Yeah.
Oh, no, I missed this.
It's the Lucira COVID-19 and flu home test. It's a single-use test. It can be purchased without prescription, like the current COVID tests that people do, you know, do the nasal swab. In 30 minutes or less, the test will display results, positive or negative, for influenza A, influenza B, or COVID-19.
Huh.
Yeah. It's described as being a major milestone in bringing greater consumer access to diagnostic tests that can be performed entirely at home, according to the FDA. Now, this apparently is something that has already been done and available in Canada as well as Australia, priced there at $70 per test. Lucira says it's going to announce the U.S. price tag and release date at a later date. So apparently it's not available yet.
Okay.
And it also says here that depending on insurances and coverage, that could affect the price as well, obviously. But, yeah, so how about that?
Why not make this as economical as possible?
Well, now I'd wondered as much as, of course, I understand, remember COVID, remember the you get those free COVID tests?
Yeah.
You could order those. Although, I mean, as deadly as COVID was for some, I mean, we know flu can be deadly,
flu,
too.
Of course.
For some, too. And you wonder if people can do this kind of diagnosis at home. Could it help alleviate some of the congestion, if I can use that word?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Not that I want to use that word when you're suffering from at a health center.
Yeah, right.
You know, when people are going in and they're getting tested, it's like, turns out they got the flu, which... I'm sure there'll be further information about, hey, if you're diagnosed or maybe get it confirmed. Because obviously, okay, I've got influenza A or B, but how serious is it? I don't know. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm just like, yeah, this, I thought that was interesting. So we can all be doctors.
Well, and now you can.
I don't know if I want to be. Sorry.
And you'll know the difference. You will say, wait, do I have COVID? No. Oh, I've got the flu.
Yeah. It's only the flu. Well, for
or nothing.
For a lot of people, that was it, you know, wasn't it?
It's just a cold.
Or it could just be a cold.
Well, and,
or
you know,
allergies.
Funny you say that, because when I was feeling poorly earlier this year, it was to the point where it was like, I thought I had strep. It was that bad. And I went in, and it was none. Yeah, it wasn't COVID, wasn't A, wasn't B. You're just basically sick.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
A couple more days, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
See, I can confirm that at home.
And you're like, all right. That's great. Great news.
Yeah.
Just the old-fashioned cold.
I'm not sure if I'd trust myself as a doctor.
I know I wouldn't trust myself.
I'd want a second opinion.